Yes, good morning. This is Gary with the Idea Connect Network. I'm sorry, in Santa Clara, California, and I have Mr. Greg Marlin from IDEXO. Greg, are you there? I think we're connected now.
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh my God, you're coming in loud and clear. And I apologize for the disconnect I got with the Anchor team. Quick shout out to Anchor. Thank you very much for the tech team. I think we've got the thing worked out. But Greg, I'm so glad to hear from you. Now you're in the UK. I'm in Silicon Valley. In USA. Wonderful. Wanted to hear all about maybe a little bit about your background and what you're doing with IDEXO.
Yeah. So, you know, my background is I founded companies before really getting into crypto. When I got into crypto, it was more on the tech side, building smart contracts and wallets. But like a lot of people, and I got into the industry because I heard it's the next internet. And, you know, along the way, I kind of said, you know, where are the Expedia.coms of Web3? And, you know, I thought to myself, I think it's, you know, I think they're not there because it's just too hard. You know, like the people are going to found, you know, the next big travel application are going to come from the travel industry. And what's it like to come from the travel industry or coming from Web 2? And there's just so much stuff that you got to do, like in terms of setup and plumbing before you can actually get to the high value add application. So IDEXO is really focused on removing all of that setup. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, the creative people can just focus on the really exciting, you know, application part. That's what we do.
Got you. So I'm not a technical person. Something like OpenSea, you're actually a platform so people can build on your platform or can they launch NFTs?
So you can launch NFTs, but they can do a lot more than that. So if they want to market their community using NFTs or they want to create a fully hosted, you know, custom branded token gated website. That's one click of a button instead of 7 months and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of effort. We have a library of smart contracts they can launch. Of course, we just launched SBTs, soul-bound tokens. We just announced the first ever, you know, way to do community recovery of soul-bound tokens. So we're always innovating. Also, we also just announced NFT surveys. So there's always like, so we make it easy to build applications and we also build applications ourselves on top of this platform to really get to that next level of Web3 adoption that comes through real utility, real applications.
That's really exciting. So where do you see the web going? I noticed I'm getting a lot of press about Web3 and the excitement over it. And how do you see that what you're trying to do develop into? I mean, is Web3 going to be a big boon to you guys, do you think, going forward? Or how will that affect you, the Web3
Well, I think, technology? You know, obviously, we're not, you know, we're developing tools to make it easier for people who have great ideas to realize those ideas, right? We're helping them realize that in Web3. So we're betting that that is the next movement, that people want more decentralization. They want more control of their relationship with brands, for instance, or with projects. And so we're just enabling that. And, you know, I think NFTs is a big part of that. You know, soul-bound tokens is really kind of, you know, tying to the individual, unlocking, you know, loyalty and membership and accreditation and attestation, right? NFTs are also a way not soul-bound, but transferable NFTs are, you know, a way for users to build up something of value. And that's, you see that with games, where now the Web3 games are saying, well, you know, you collected that sword or whatever inside the game and you own that sword. We don't own that sword anymore. So that's just a whole, you know, you take that simple application in games and translate that to a marketing, you know, customer loyalty relationship across any one of the industries in the $88 trillion a year world market. And you start to get pretty excited, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Greg. I appreciate that. So if people wanted to get your website, can they actually go online? Where would they find the IDEXO website?
Yeah, it's very simple, IDEXO.com. There they'll sort of, you know, see, we're actually about to launch a brand new website and do more. We've been busy building, and that website's over a year old. So you can imagine all the things we've built that aren't really represented there. But you know, if they go to the news page, they can kind of get a view to all the things that we've released. But very shortly, we're going to do a much better job of kind of updating on all the things that they can do. they can, that we have on our website documentation. If they're a developer, there's like docs that they can get into. They very quickly download our SDK and kind of play with it. If they're a non-developer, we have an app that they can access, and there's this very simple UI to do all the things that you could do as a developer. So we kind of talk to both audiences.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Greg, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, do you have a handle on Twitter? Do you have a Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's so my personal one is just first name, last name. So I'm super doxed, right? It's
okay.
It's at Greg Marlin. And for the IDEXO itself, it's at IDEXO_IO.
Okay. And so if they wanted to email you directly, would you have an email or?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's the letter C and the letter X. So CX at IDEXO.IO.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate your time. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I think we are about to launch, as I said, that new website. There's going to be some new ways to use us and more approachability. So if they don't see anything there, there's a newsletter. They can sign up for the newsletter and get instant notification when it launches.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have Greg Barlin from IDEXO, and I believe he's in the UK. I wanted to thank you so much for your time, Greg, and kind of get the word out for you. And we're looking forward to your new releases as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time and for setting this up.
Thank you much, Greg. And you have a wonderful day. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.